The Bible says in Romans 8:28, "For all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to those who are the called according to his purpose." This verse really describes the Christmas story we celebrate this time of year. We see God directing all the Christmas traffic, as it were, and arranging all the cast of characters in the story. Everyone that is needed in their time and in their place for the miracle of Christ's birth to happen as it was prophesied. Who's directing the traffic? I have been to some of the most congested places in the world. Can't believe that, because I haven't been many places in the world. But I've been to some of the most congested places in the world. I have been to Guatemala City, downtown Guatemala City, during the start of what became a revolution, never having driven there before. And the missionary threw me the keys and said, "Follow me." And so I was in the middle of Guatemala City, and as I'm driving through the city trying to follow the missionary, I thought to myself, who is directing the traffic in this place? They were going everywhere. I have been in Portland, Oregon at 3:30. Anybody join me there? Come on. And finally, one of the worst places I think in the world, I've been at Battleground where the high school kids have been let out. Who's directing the traffic here? Yesterday, I was watching the program rehearsal and all the little kids, and they were doing really, really well. The adults were trying, you know, it kind of reminds me of herding cats. It was just kind of making sure everyone was in their place. And I thought, who's directing the traffic? Well, Laura and Stacy and others did a great job directing the traffic and making sure the kids were in their spot. But when we think of the Christmas story, we think, who's directing the traffic here? We have the angel Gabriel. We have the angelic host. We have Zechariah and Elizabeth. We have Mary and Joseph. We have Herod. We have the shepherds, the wise men, the prophets of old. We have Simeon and Anna, New Testament prophets. We have Isaiah, Jeremiah, Micah, Malachi, Hosea. Every one of these had something to do with the Christmas story. Everyone in their place and in God's time for the miracle to happen as we celebrate the miracle today. But who's directing all of that traffic? Who's directing Joseph and Mary? Who's directing the angels? Who's giving the instructions? You go now, you go now, you say this, you do this, you prophesy this, and then you come onto the scene. You see, everything that has to do with the Christmas story is a miracle of placement. It's a miracle of at the right place at the right time for everything to occur as had been prophesied by the Old Testament prophets. It didn't just happen by accident. Just like this little program up here, this didn't happen by accident. The children practiced at home and they practiced at kids' church and they rehearsed here and everything was put together so that they could come and sing the Christmas story for you. The choir and the worship team and the children in their place. Here today, families and guests, volunteers and servers, pastors and goodie bags. Yesterday, a crew put together the goodie bags. 300 of them they put together. And I looked inside and there was just a multitude of people. And it looked like a swarm of ants in there just moving around. And I just smiled and made some kind of remark like, "You're folding the bags the wrong direction." And anyway, but they did a great job. They got it all together. Who's directing the traffic here? Maybe that's the way it is at your house on Christmas Day when everyone shows up for dinner and you're trying to get everything finished up and you're trying to get things on the table and somebody's got to direct the traffic. Someone's got to make sure that everybody's in the right place at the right time. Well, you see, our text says that all things work together for good to those who love God, to the called according to his purpose. And when we think of the Christmas story, we think of those who were called for God's purpose. We think of Mary and Joseph, obviously, who were called for the purpose of bringing forth the Son of God. But we also have to think that the angels had a part in that. And the Old Testament prophets, as we've been talking about through this last couple of weeks, and the wise men, that they would leave at exactly the right time. And that even Herod, even though he was a horrible man and did horrible things, he was part of this program. So that all of the Old Testament prophecies could be fulfilled. All things work together for good for those who love God, for those who are called according to His purpose. God directed this entire drama so that Jesus could be born in a stable in Bethlehem. And if He did that then He can direct the traffic in our busy lives now. He can work together all things for our good, as it were. It wasn't just an accident that Joseph and Mary had to make the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem to be registered. It wasn't just an accident that Caesar Augustus made a proclamation that all the world would be taxed. It was not just an accident that Joseph and Mary went back to the city of Joseph's heritage, Bethlehem. It wasn't just an accident that all those things were put together. It was prophesied of the Old Testament nearly 900 years before it would take place. But everything took place exactly as it was supposed to be, because God was directing the traffic of eternity so that all those things could flow together, so that on what we know as Christmas morning, Jesus would be born. How many know God was directing that traffic? Amen. This wasn't a man's plan. Man couldn't have put this together. We see that when we look at Congress. It's hard for them to put anything together. You know, who's directing the traffic there? And so if man had have done this, if a committee had have done this, it would not have gotten done. But it wasn't a committee. It was too important. God didn't leave it to a committee. He didn't leave it to a Congress. He didn't leave it to a government. But He said, I'll direct the traffic. I'll speak to the prophets. I'll speak to the angels. I'll speak to Joseph and Mary and Simeon and Anna and Zechariah and Elizabeth. I'll speak to all of those involved in this, so that at the right time, at the right place, everybody's in place so the miracle of Christmas can come about. Now, if God can do that for them, then God can do that for us. And we've been celebrating Christmas from about the year 336. As far as we know, that was probably the first celebration of the birth of Christ, was somewhere around the year 336 AD. And ever since that time, we've been celebrating the fact that Christ was born in Bethlehem. But sometimes we give little thought to the fact that God designed it all and directed all the traffic so that everything would fall into place exactly as it was supposed to be. We think of our lives. We think of your lives. I think of my life. And we think of the mistakes that we make. We think of the missed appointments that we have. We think of the missed opportunities that we have. We think of the detours that we have to take in life. We think of the bypasses and the go-arounds. And we think sometimes our life are so confused. I heard this morning that this looks like this will be the biggest Christmas season retail and online commerce that we've had in 10 years in our nation. It looks like people will be spending more money, and everyone's attitude is higher, however they gauge that thing. I don't know. But it looks like we're going to set a record this year. And that means more people out there going this way and that way and this way and that way and this way and that way. And all the traffic. And you might be involved in that today. Maybe that's what you're going to do after church, is you've got some last minute gifts. Or if you're like me, first minute gifts. And you get into all that traffic and you think to yourself, boy, who's directing the traffic? Who's directing the traffic? But more than that, maybe you look at your life and think of this passage in Romans 8:28, for all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And you say, is that really true? With all of the detours, with all the mistakes that I've made, with all of the fumbles that I've had, is that really, really true? Who's directing the traffic? I watched, as some of you may have watched yesterday, and I don't mean to be biased at all, but I watched Boise State beat up on Oregon Ducks. I know some of you are in mourning. I know that. But be that as it may, it reminded me that someone has to direct the traffic. And a couple of the plays that Boise State tried didn't go well. Oregon Ducks scored two defensive touchdowns in 30 seconds time. They had no score at all until a few little trick plays were tried and it just didn't work. Who's directing the traffic? It was some offensive coordinator up in the stand saying, "I think now's the time to pull it off." But the Ducks would have none of that. Who's directing the traffic? When you get down on the field where the bodies collide and the ball is passed, it's the quarterback. It's the quarterback that has to direct the traffic. It's the quarterback, our own young, I can't think of his name, Wilson from the Seahawks, to watch him go back and begin to direct traffic. And the narrator will say, "There he goes again, directing traffic." What does he mean? He's signaling to the receivers, "Cut that way, go that way, go that way, go that way, so that when I pass this ball, you can catch it and we can get a touchdown." Who's directing the traffic in your life? I want to invite you to invite the Lord Jesus to be the one that directs the traffic in your life. Amen? "For all things work together for good to them that love the Lord." In Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, listen to the words of Paul, please. He says, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel." The things that have happened to me have worked out toward the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard, the Praetorian guard that he was chained to while he was in prison, to all the rest that my chains are in Christ, and most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Here is a man who has preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. God has directed his life, and all things have worked together for good for Paul. Even the things that we look at and say, "Boy, that was a downer, that was a bummer, that was a pretty sad thing that happened." But he believed that everything that happened to him happened for a reason and for his good if he put it in the hands of the Lord. And now he's in prison for the gospel's sake. And to the Philippian church, he says, "I want you to know that the things which have happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel." I can see God's hand in this. God has directed this in my life. And even though I sit in prison for preaching the gospel, I want you to know that even the prison guards, I've been able to win to the Lord. And in chapter 4, he will say, "All the saints greet you, but especially those of Caesar's household." Meaning that it wasn't just the guards that gave their hearts to Christ, but many servants and leaders in Caesar's household had also given their heart to God because of the witness of a man who was in prison. All things worked together for good to Paul because he was called and because God was directing the traffic in his life. Amen? Was directing the traffic in his life. It was in Micah 5, 2 and 5, when Micah, the Old Testament prophet, was prophesying the invasion of the Assyrian armies. And he said to Israel, "You're going to be judged because of your sin. God's going to bring the Assyrian army in to you." And then in chapter 5, he takes a little respite and gets interrupted, if you will. And then God says, "But I want you to know that you, Bethlehem, though you be little among the nations, it is out of you that will come a Savior." And it speaks in that passage about a woman bearing a child and going through labor pains, and that when she has born the child, that he would be our peace. And it's not an accident that nearly 900 years later, in Luke chapter 2, Luke would say that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And Joseph took Mary and went to his city, a city called Bethlehem. Micah prophesied that it would happen. And Luke says this is how it was fulfilled. Why? Because God was directing the traffic. Amen? He was directing the traffic. And again, if God can do that for the Christmas story, God can do that for us. If we'll let Him do that for us. If we'll let Him. I came upon a little accident the other day. I can't remember if it was on River Road or going to the camp. Somewhere I came on an accident, and so everyone had to stop. There was someone directing the traffic. And so, like all of you would do, I obeyed the person directing the traffic. But somebody behind me decided that didn't apply to them. That didn't apply to them. So they went on the edge of the road, almost into the ditch, spewing gravel everywhere, trying to get past the director of the traffic. They were trying to get past, and they almost endangered somebody else. They almost hit another car and ended up having to stop right there. And everyone, including me, was looking at them like, what world do you live in? Now, maybe they were frustrated, maybe they were upset, maybe they had a bad day. But because of their not listening to the director who was directing traffic, they almost caused another accident. And it did them no good, because when the director of the accident lifted up and said, you can come through, I went through, the next person went through, the next person went, they weren't allowed to get through till the very end. And I have to tell you, my flesh rose up as I drove by them and went, yeah. I mean, I didn't do that to them, but I thought, serves you right, serves you right. I'm always afraid to do that, afraid that it might be someone that goes to the church. When we first came to pastor here 40 years ago, one of the men testified that he was in Portland traffic, and someone in front of him really upset him. And as he passed him, he said, I turned to him, gave him a real dirty face. And he said, when I did, I realized it was one of the men in the church. You got to be careful, right? Let's let God direct the traffic. You say, I don't know why this happened. 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 But if we'll let it, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Now, I'm not saying that everything that happens is God doing it. I don't believe that. I believe sometimes things happen because we make bad choices, or because somebody else makes bad choices and it affects us. But I do believe if we'll let Him, and we'll just pray, Lord, direct the traffic in this situation, God will work all things together for my good, because we are called according to His purpose. Amen? Amen. Let's stand together, please. Father, we thank You this morning for the Christmas story. And even now, as I stand before this little prop of the baby Jesus in a manger, Lord, we are reminded that that didn't happen by accident over 2,000 years ago. It was all by design. God directed the traffic, told the prophets when to preach, to speak, told Caesar Augustus when to make that declaration, told the angels when to come, spoke to Anna and Simeon in the temple. All of those things was because God was directing the traffic. And out of that, Lord, came the birth of the Son of God, the miracle we call Christmas. And Lord, again, my contention is that if God did that then, that You can do it today, because the verse says all things work together for good. There may be someone here this morning that's wondering, how can this work to my good? How can this situation, how can this detour, this bypass, this challenge, this obstacle work to my good? It may not be a good thing that's happened, but God can work it for my good if I'll let Him. So Lord, we just right now say, Jesus, You direct the traffic. You direct the traffic in my life. I don't know, Lord, what folks are going through today. I don't know, Lord, what they've experienced. But what I do know is that if they will let You direct the traffic, that you will work all things together for their good. And there may be someone here this morning that just needs to really do that. In your heart of hearts right now, you need to just affirm to the Lord, I'm going to let you direct the traffic, Lord, in my life. And if that's you, I want you to do that right now in your heart of hearts. I just want you to say, Jesus, I've been reminded of what I know, that all things do work together for good. And I give you permission to direct the traffic in my life right now. That this bypass, this obstacle, this difficult time is not by my design, but somehow you'll turn it to my good. And I will trust you for that. Whoever it is right now, Lord, that might be affirming that to you, I stand with them in faith right now, believing you, Lord, to do that. And I just thank you, Lord. So now as we bring the service to a close, get ready to do our second service here in just about 20 minutes, I pray for everyone that's here. I pray for this Christmas season for them. I pray that they would just make sure that God is given the glory for the miracle of Christmas, which is the birth of Jesus. Thank you again for the children. And we just really appreciate their heart and their sincerity and their innocence, Lord. All of these little ones in the church today, whether they were on the stage or not, we thank you for them. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's applaud Jesus today.